Holly Heimsath wears two silver bracelets, one around her wrist and one around her esophagus.
From the looks of the x-ray, it was probably right about the middle of the breastbone. And it is little balls, and they're held together because they're magnetic.
The tiny bracelet made of titanium beads is called Lynx. It remains closed except when Heimsath swallows to let food into her stomach. The 58-year-old from Plano had it surgically implanted after decades of suffering.
Over half my life spent taking medication to get to the point to where I can't take it anymore, and I don't want to die of esophageal cancer. My voice has already lowered many octaves, and my throat was sore all the time.
Heimsath has gastroesophageal reflux disease, known as GERD. It's a condition where stomach acid leaks up into the esophagus. Back in the 80s, she thought it was just indigestion and began popping Rolaids. That was just the beginning.
Every morning, I had to take three pills, three different ones. I would take a pill before I ate lunch. I may have to take another pill right after lunch, before I ate dinner, and then a handful of pills before I went to bed.
She tried giant pills called sucralfate, even something called magic mouthwash. All that wasn't reducing anything but her bank account, and she'd still end up in the emergency room. To top it off, there were some nasty side effects.
I just thought I had chronic diarrhea, I'll just say it. I had to stop going to lunch and socializing at work, and I mean, it was horrible.
For people like Heimsath, surgery is the next option. While pills like Prilosec reduce the acid in your stomach, surgery keeps it there, just out of your esophagus. The standard surgery involves wrapping part of the stomach around the base of the esophagus. Problem is, it's irreversible. Tom Lavoyer is a surgical oncologist in Plano.
Historically, when it was first done, there was a lot of issues as far as gas bloat and people couldn't throw up afterwards. They drank something that may be carbonated, or they swallowed a lot of air. That was very uncomfortable for patients.
Dr. Lavoyer says that kind of surgery is still an option, but for people who want something reversible and minimally invasive, the Lynx is the only FDA-approved device. Lavoyer's done a handful of the surgeries now, which take only a few hours. His first patient was Holly Heimsath.
When I woke up from surgery, there was not even a hint of acid in my esophagus, nothing. And I kept waiting for the acid reflux to come, and it didn't. I mean, it just didn't.
A month later, she's still waiting for any symptoms of GERD. That doesn't mean it will work for everyone. Dr. Daniel DeMarco of Baylor Medical Center in Dallas is impressed so far, but points out that Lynx's maker is only allowing a select few to use the device at first.
New technology needs to do well when it starts off, and I don't fault the company for limiting its use to ideal candidates. But in the future, when they start to give it to individuals who've had prior surgeries and have complications from their reflux disease, they're bound to have some more problems.
The most common risks associated with Lynx are difficulty swallowing, pain, and bloating. A clinical study showed 3% of patients ultimately had the device removed, but 90% were able to go off daily medication. Holly Heimsath hasn't opened her medicine cabinet since surgery, and she's no longer searching for the restroom as soon as she walks into a restaurant.
And I just realized, on Tuesday, I thought, geez, this is 4 weeks. And I just ate a Schlotzky's.
Without magic mouthwash or Rolaids to wash it down. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.